friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Baskin and Phelps, 92-3 The Fan. You got three against Kansas City through Thursday. Thursday night's game is at 7:15, the other two at 6:40. Then the Guardians will stay home. Three games against the White Sox. Man, it'd be nice to see them make a little bit of hay over these next six games. Then they go off to Detroit for three, at Minnesota for four. Detroit comes here from September 23rd to the 25th. And then, man, could be a gigantic series to end the year here at home. If they can maintain where they're at, and we'll see what happens with Seattle. Texas is the last three games of the year. Seattle's probably loving that. September 26th, 27th, 28th, 7-10, 6-10, 3-10. Sunday the 28th. Jeff, could they got it in them to make a run here? Finish this thing off?
Why not?
I think they do, too.
Expect it to happen? No. But why not? I mean, the numbers tell you that they're not done. So go for it. You know, the lineup might tell you they're done. Except guess what? They keep winning enough games to hang in there. I mean, last night was a fun game.
Yeah, Dan, I'm kind of surprised. You know, they scored 10 runs. I'm surprised you didn't say to me, I wish they would have saved some for today. No comment? No comment! Man,
that wasn't worth a comment.
He went to go open up his microphone. He hit the button and just said, I'm done. I'm out. Oh, no. We're not getting Dan the clip guy now. Is that what you're going to be? I can smell it. I smell it coming. What's been the best part of this, Jeff? I mean, it's been weird because there have been...
Meaningful baseball in September. It's as simple as that. Simple as that, Andy. Don't you think?
Yeah. To be honest with you, you're right. I can't argue that.
It's been the best part of this. I agree with Anthony completely. I keep looking at the position players, and I hate that Stephen Vogt platoons as much as he platoons. If there's any chance that anybody could develop into an everyday player, they're not getting that chance. I wish we had had Kyle Manzardo getting more at-bats all season long. Kyle looks like a keeper. You know, I would think that he is in the lineup for 600 plate appearances next year between DH and first base. And I would also really find out if he can play the outfield. My guess is he can't. Because if he could, we'd probably be seeing him out there a little bit, but you never know. And then, I hate to say this, I keep looking at this year's draft class and thinking, can a couple of you guys get here really fast? And the answer to that is probably no. You know, maybe next year, one guy could pop. Maybe it's Bizana. You know, then who are you moving away from? Is it going to be Rocchio or is it going to be Gabe Arias?
It's a good question.
It's going to be one or the other. I mean, there's no question Bizana's your second baseman. Maybe as soon as the beginning of next season.
I don't know. Can either one of those guys play outfield? That's all that really matters.
Arias has.
Yeah, I know.
Does he hit enough to play the outfield or does he just add to the mess? Do you keep Stephen Kwan? Do you trade Stephen? You know, I know Stephen is a pretty good hitter. But a lot of his numbers aren't what you would want from a corner outfielder.
Let's just think about this for a second. Is having an unsettled roster the plan? Has it been the plan for a while?
If it is, it's not a good one.
Made the playoffs last year. Almost.
Yeah, almost. Woulda, shoulda, coulda.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, Andy, having an unsettled roster has been beneficial.
No, it hasn't. If you had a settled roster, maybe you'd have won the thing. I mean, you have starters. Why do guys start? Because they're good. Why don't guys start? Why do they platoon? Because you don't have a starter. If you have somebody who's not, I mean, if you have to platoon somebody, then he's not starting caliber. Sorry, I'm going to go Mike Hargrove on you in this. Starters are starters for a reason. Why would you take Omar out and play Alvaro Espinoza?
See,
you wouldn't do that.
But that's not where we are in the game right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm looking back. That's my point, Andy. They don't have They don't have starting caliber position players in too many spots.
I mean,
third base.
Jeff, since 2016, field, they've made the playoffs, what, six times?
First base, DH. Well, that's a different.
Is making
those are different
the
teams, Andy.
Yeah, but the, I mean,
the
they've always
Vogt
kind
teams
of been,
have been atrocious for position players.
But even with Tito, I mean, I don't think Tito ever wanted to do it, but I mean, they were still platooning some spots every once
they
in a while.
They had better position players, I would make the argument.
Hmm. Charles.
I mean, you're not going to platoon Andres Jimenez. You're not platooning Josh Naylor very much in his later years here.
Yep, my bad. Griff is in Columbus. Hi, Griff.
Hello, Griff.
Hey, gentlemen. Thanks for keeping on beating the drum for the Guardians here. I think we're going to be in it till the end. And I wanted to just add a little bit, maybe push back a little bit on Jeff on the everyday player front. When it comes to Manzardo, I feel he's too suspect of first base. And Kafis has shown a lot more promise there. I don't think Kafis is the right fielder of the future, but I believe he can become the first baseman of the future. But then that leads to, what do we do with David Fry? Is he an everyday player with this elbow issue or the Tommy John issue?
Griff, I think you're missing the key name there, and it's Ralph Velasquez.
Okay.
He's in AA right now, and I think they drafted Ralph to be an everyday player, and he's playing first base. So I think CJ is going to have to learn to play the outfield even better than he already has. I think he's done a nice job. And I think maybe Manzardo's your DH.
Well, then what do we do with Valera? I thought he was going to get the shot. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, we have an abundance of AAA talent trying to play big league right field.
Or you put somebody in left field and you trade Stephen Kwan.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Griff, thank you. Brian is in Ravenna. Hey, Bri.
Brian.
How you doing?
Good, good. How about you?
Good. It's I love your guys' show, man. I've been listening for years. Huge baseball fan, Browns fan, all that.
Awesome.
Thanks, Brian.
But I went to a local school here, Walsh Chesa, a pretty big powerhouse baseball school. Started there for 4 years at shortstop, right? And I love the Guardians, Omar and Carlos are my idols. But it's just watching these two middle infielders, any good team, you have to have a solid duo up the middle, any good baseball team, and we just don't have it. Neither one of them. I don't believe in Rocchio or Arias, and I hate to say that because Arias is playing his butt off a little bit, and Rocchio has been hitting. But we even saw it in the playoffs last year. Rocchio was dropping pop-ups, missing easy ground balls. He's doing it again this year. Sometimes I just think the pressure gets to him a little bit much, and we definitely need Bazzano to come up. I heard you guys say his name, and you know, it gets me excited to think of that. And I think he needs to be up sooner than later. I thought that if we wanted to make a run towards the end, like we're trying to do now, get the fans fired up, get the team fired up, maybe bring his butt up now. And why not?
Well, we talked about it. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Brian. If he's not ready, it's not worth bringing him up in September and having him be overmatched. You've got two guys up now. I would think that they're going to continue to give Valera some at bats and use an extra arm. And that said, Bazzano can't get here soon enough. And what I mean by that is he's got to be ready. But, man, he's got to be ready fast. They need him on this team next year, playing at the level they think he's going to play at, Andy. This team, this lineup screams for productive players. And, you know, I love the idea of Nolan Jones. Love the idea. Every time he steps to the plate, I think, all right, Nolan smashed something. And he's been hitting a little better lately. I wonder if he's put himself in position to compete for a job next year. The problem you have here is you have lots of questions, and the answer to every question is, well, he could compete for the job. That's what you got to try to avoid, is you don't need to compete for a job. Why? Because you got a stud right there playing it. That's the idea.
I'm just wondering if, you know, because we had talked about Bazzano coming up before, and I don't know. You know, it's not like Columbus is, I'm just trying to think, in this half of the season, they're not doing too great in the standings. I don't know. If the opportunity was there, I'd bring him up now. I mean, and we've talked about that. you know, over and over and over again. I don't know. Hopefully we see him before the end of the season, but I would think that someone would have to be injured for them to bring him up. All right. We've got NFL Rapid Fire coming up in a little bit too. And, you know, we're still sitting here talking about the Guardians, and I know you want to too. So let's continue on with that. I do want to go back, though, to something Mary Kay Cabot said about the kicking situation. So we're going to get in all that straight ahead. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.